My friends, do you think you know everything about purgatory? Sometimes I think I do, but there's always more to learn. Join me in today's video. I remember this one time where someone was showing me this idea about knowledge. And so they use their hands, and I hope I can kind of convey this message. But when you know a little bit, let's say you know like about that much knowledge. Now imagine the circumference around this kind of circle as what you're exposed to. So this is what it's like when you know a little bit. And then when you know a lot, that grows. Well, as your knowledge grows, you come to touch more surface area out here. And so what does this simple kind of physical image show you? That when we know a little bit, we think we know everything. And that's because we're ignorant of all these things. And the more that you learn, the more you learn that you actually don't really know anything, that you're only beginning to learn. So that's why it's very common for people when they begin learning about especially the faith, they can think that they know everything. And as they learn more, they realize, wow, I had no clue. And today's purgatory story showcases just this detail. It is especially on certain days that the Queen of Heaven exercises her mercy in purgatory. These privileged days are first of all Saturdays, then the different feast days of the Blessed Virgin, which thus become as festivals in purgatory. We see in the revelations of the saints that on Saturday, the day especially consecrated to the Blessed Virgin, the sweet Mother of Mercy descends into the dungeons of purgatory to visit and console her devoted servants. Then, according to the pious belief of the faithful, she delivers those souls who, having worn the holy scapular, enjoy the Sabbatine privilege, and afterwards gives relief and consolation to other souls who had been particularly devout to her. A witness to this was the Venerable Sister Paula of St. Teresa, a Dominican religious of the convent of St. Catherine in Naples. Being wrapped in ecstasy one Saturday and transported in spirit into purgatory, she was quite surprised to find it transformed into a paradise of delights, illuminated by a bright light instead of what darkness which at other times prevailed. While she was wondering what could be the cause of this change, she perceived the Queen of Heaven surrounded by a multitude of angels, to whom she gave orders to liberate those souls who had honored her in a special manner and conduct them to heaven. If such takes place on an ordinary Saturday, we can scarcely doubt that the same occurs on feast days consecrated to the Mother of God. Among all her festivals, that of the glorious Assumption of Mary seems to be the chief day of deliverance. St. Peter Damian tells us that each year, on the day of the Assumption, the Blessed Virgin delivers several thousands of souls. The following account of a miraculous vision illustrates this subject. It is a pious custom, he says, which exists among the people of Rome to visit the churches carrying a candle in the hand during the night preceding the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady. Now it happened that a person of rank, being on her knees in the Basilica of the Araceli in the capital, saw before her prostrate in prayer another lady, her godmother, who had died several months previous. Surprised and not being able to believe her eyes, she wished to solve the mystery, and for this purpose placed herself near the door of the church. As soon as she saw the lady go out, she took her by the hand and drew her aside. "Are you not," she said to her, "my godmother, who held me at the baptismal font?" "Yes," replied the apparition immediately, "it is I. And how comes it that I find you among the living, since you have been dead for more than a year? Until this day I have been plunged in a dreadful fire on account of the many sins of vanity which I committed in my youth. But during this great solemnity, the Queen of Heaven descended into the midst of the purgatorial flames and delivered me together with a large number of other souls, that we might enter heaven on the feast of her Assumption. She exercises this great act of clemency each year, and on this occasion alone, the number of those whom she has delivered equals the population of Rome." Seeing that her goddaughter remained stupefied and seemed still to doubt the evidence of her sense, the apparition added, "In proof of the truth of my words, know that you yourself will die a year hence, and on the feast of the Assumption. If you outlive that period, believe that this was an illusion." St. Peter Damian concluded this recital by saying that the young lady passed the year in the exercise of good works in order to prepare herself to appear before God. The year following, on the vigil of the Assumption, she fell sick and died on the day of the feast itself, as had been predicted. The feast of the Assumption is then the great day of Mary's mercy towards the poor souls. She delights to introduce her children into the glory of heaven on the anniversary of the day on which she herself first entered its blessed portals. This pious belief, adds Father Louvet, is founded on a great number of particular revelations. It is for this reason that in Rome, the Church of St. Mary in Montorio, which is the center of the Archconfraternity of the Suffrages for the Dead, is dedicated under the title of the Assumption.